Today we're talking about social media in marketing. I'm going to give you the 7 money steps to successful campaign. Stay tuned. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios here. I'm the CEO of my Empire Pro. Today I want to talk to you. I want to give you the my seven steps to successful social media campaign. So you got you're paying attention, okay? Clearly you're paying attention, and you kind of like know right now that the attention is on social media. You know, your prospect, your ideal prospect, all of them are hanging out on social media, and everybody is hanging out on social media, and you understand that money follows attention, and you want to tap into that. You want to benefit from that for your business. And I have 7 steps that I'm going to give to you today. I don't want to waste any more of your time. I'm going to dive into the first one. The first one is understand the mindset of an average social media user. See, a lot of people approach the social media like it's some kind of traditional platform. Let me tell you something. When TV came into play, I don't know when they invented it, when it started becoming popular in the 60s or 70s, right? 60s, right? It wouldn't make sense, right, to approach TV or advertising on TV with the same way you advertised on radio. It wouldn't make sense, right? So in the same token, if you approach social media the same way you approach TV, chances are you're going to lose, right? So you want to make sure you understand the mindset of an average social media user. Average social media user, the first thing you need to know about them is that they have choices, okay? When you're watching TV, you don't have that much choices. You do have choice to watch a show or to switch to another channel, but there's not that much choices, right? But on social media, there's so much information. There's a lot of places where people can be entertained and they don't have to take anybody's nonsense, okay? So because of that, you got to pay a little bit more attention to what the user wants, right? And any of the social media platforms for that matter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, right? The platform itself, the network itself, there's only one thing that they care about, and that's user's experience. Yes, you can argue the same thing about TV, but at some point, you know, the programming on TV was, you know, has some politics to it. People can literally back then shovel down your throat anything they want, right? Including ads. You couldn't skip through ads. But even based on the fundamental difference between YouTube and TV today, you can skip ads, right? You can skip most of the ads if it's more than, I think, 30 seconds or something like that. Or you could just go open another video. You have the choices on your computer, on your phone. You have that choices. So your users, your ideal prospects have choices. So you have to pay a little bit more attention to. Pay attention to the mindset of an average social media user. That's the first step. The second step is to know the ideal prospect to your products and services before attempting to leverage social media in your marketing. You need to know them. Before you come on social media, you kind of like need to know who your ideal prospect, who do you want to serve? Who are you trying to serve? What are their common languages? What are the common problems? What are the common controversies that happen in the arena, in the niche of people you're trying to serve? You need to know those things before you approach social media, because it's going to be very helpful when you approach the next step here. The next step here, third step, is to find the main hangout spot of your social media prospect on social media. So on social media, for example, on Facebook, you have groups. In Google Plus, I think you have communities. In Instagram, they have a different way. On Twitter, you have lists. You have different hangout spots. And sometimes it's hashtags. There's certain things that's common that allows building of communities on any one of those social media platforms. So whichever one you're going to approach, you need to understand and find out the hangout spot of your ideal prospect. Okay, so if you were selling a dog food product, right, you want to know where all the dog owners are hanging out on social media. If you were selling a real estate courses, right, you want to know where all the investors, all the professionals in real estate are hanging out. If you were selling homes, right, you would want to know the community, like the city or town community. The group, right? At least you want to have the name of the community you want to be selling a home or where you want to dominate, right? So it's the same thing in any market. You need to find out the hangout spot of your ideal prospect. And that starts from the previous step that I gave you earlier. If you understand the lingo right? If you understand their typical language, if you understand their typical pain, questions, questionables, controversies of your ideal prospect and their community, then you can use that as you can use one of those as a seed keyword, right? You can use the problem as a seed keyword to search for even more in the search engine box of any of the social media platform. If you go to Facebook.com, they do have a search box at the top. If you're on YouTube.com, they do have a search box at the top, right? And you can understand, and sometimes communities are based on people that they're following. Sometimes based on the gurus they're following. Sometimes based on the softwares that they use, right? And all this stuff starts coming up once you have that one seed keyword, which could be any of the lingos in your particular community, okay? Lingo, any of the lingo. I found out that there's no plural to that earlier, right? So, number fourth step, you need to eavesdrop on the conversation of your target audience. So once you get in the group, you need to join as many groups as you can, okay? And you need to find out what they're talking about. You need to eavesdrop on their conversation. Again, you need to find out what questions they have, the questionables, the controversies, what they're talking about. Usually they're talking back and forth. They're arguing, they're debating, they're talking about somebody's product, they're reviewing somebody's product, right? You need to find out what they're talking about, okay? And once you find out what they're talking about, that's essentially listening. I call it eavesdrop, but it's listening. And some of the greatest leaders in the world are just simply what? They're great listeners, okay? People that last long in relationships are just great what? They're not great talkers necessarily. They may be talker, but they even if they're talker, they master the art of listening. You need to learn how to listen. It's the same thing when it comes to the marketplace. It's the same thing when it comes to approaching social media, maybe for the first time. Maybe you need to reshuffle some things. Maybe you've been running some campaigns that's not been profitable. Chances are you're not listening to your marketplace on that particular social media platform. Okay, so number five, the fifth step is very, very important. Like I told you, you're eavesdropping, you're learning what they're talking about, you're learning more about how they're thinking, right? You need to create, step number five, create 100 pieces of content that addresses the questions, the questionables, and the controversies, okay? You need to create optimized content, not just create content. There's a lot of people teaching people to just do Facebook Live, to just slap stuff all over the internet. You can do that too if you're an interesting human being. Maybe you're entertaining enough, people may follow you like that. But if you're not, then I'm going to tell you right now, like my friend Komaiko said, people that understand the numbers and understand the game, the algorithms are going to win eventually. People that understand the analytics are going to win because numbers simply don't lie, okay? Even entertainment sometimes can lie. Like people can enjoy you, they can enjoy your entertainment style today, and tomorrow they may feel differently, or maybe somebody else came on the scene that's a little bit funnier than you, right? Somebody that took over, somebody that has a little bit more charisma than you, right? And because of that, entertaining or entertainment skills can be a little bit deceiving, okay? That can make you feel macho, like you got it, and then before you know it, somebody else came along and took over the spot from you. So I'm talking to you now when it comes to social media and personalities or your brand, right? So you want to understand the numbers, okay? Bottom line, you want to understand the numbers. And that's one of the reasons why I say here, when you create 100 pieces of content, which is step number five, make sure you're optimizing it for the good old gods of the internet, okay? Make sure that the robots, not human beings, understand and can relate what you're saying to what people are asking. That way they can pull your content together with what people are searching for already, okay? And if your content is good enough, you want to create good content, but you also want to make sure it's optimized for the search engines. If you do that long enough and you have enough of them, you're going to have literally soldiers around the internet bringing money into your pocket, bringing more awareness to what you're doing. Because I listened to Grant Cardone yesterday talking to Fred Lamb, right? Talking about, awareness. Well, awareness is cute and all, but people that understand analytics will always win, and they will actually win at the awareness game more than you, for those of you that don't want to take the time to understand the numbers. So I said create 100 pieces of content for a reason, because 100 is just that dream number, okay? You want to create 100 pieces of content. If you have 100 pieces of content that's optimized out there and you learn how to optimize it more and more, there's no way you're not going to win, okay? I know channels on YouTube that has only 15 pieces of content with 60,000 subscribers because the quality of the content is just that good. No, because he knows how to optimize his content, okay? He knows how to optimize his 15 pieces of content. So when I say 100, I want you to shoot above and beyond, but I also want you to optimize. I want you to position yourself to win in the game. Does that make sense? Good. Step number C is you want to set up ad creatives. That means ads, okay? That's a fancy way to say ads, right? You want to set up ad creatives to convert your social media audience to paying customers, okay? Sometimes people consume content, but they also have a bunch of other content around, right? And because of that, if all you depend on is creating content for free, it can take you a while. You definitely get there if you're perpetual and you're consistent enough, you'll definitely get there. But it's even better if you can retarget, remarket, and follow up with your existing audience. People that are landing on your video, sometimes they just leave without taking action. But now, the systems allow you to be able to capture, and I'm going to talk about that in a second here. They allow you to capture in a way that you can retarget them, okay? So I personally like retargeting specifically to capture the audience more, okay? Because again, I've literally broken down digital marketing into three C's, and that's capture, create, and convert, right? So we already talked about the create part of it, which is creating content, right? Around questions, questionables, problems, right? Controversies, create stuff that sparks off conversation that people can always look up and they can find, right? But when it comes to capturing, you also want to bring that down to science, okay? Some people are funny enough to capture people. I guess they will keep coming back. They will subscribe, right? But the majority of marketers need to understand the science of it. And the science of it is, like I said, set up creative ads to capture their contact information, capture the audience, okay? Capture contact information, capture their attention, because the attention span is at all-time low on the internet, and you need to be a little bit more creative more than ever before. All right, so, and last but not least, on the seven steps, okay, to successful, profitable social media campaign is measure the response. Measure response from your social media advertising. You need to do that, okay? You need to understand what content is creating buzz, what content is generating more. Especially when you're spending money on ads, you need to know which ad creatives is generating more buzz, which ad generating is engaging more people, right? You need to know what those, and you want to simply cut the losers, and you want to keep the winners, okay? And you want to do that over and over perpetually until you have a massive successful campaign that's bringing money. You spend a dollar, you bring $3 in. You spend another dollar, you bring $3 in perpetually. And because you've had content out there on the internet land, this part is very important, that you create content, because advertising cost is going higher and higher because of higher demands for advertising inventory on the internet, on social media. When I say internet, that's social media, okay? Because of that, the prices are going to go up, and they're going to go up and up and upper, okay? But the field is still a level playing field, because you and I have the ability to create content, extremely useful and engaging content for our audience. And if you do that, and you do it perpetually, because honestly, I said 100, but I'm doing it perpetually. I don't stop at 100. I don't advise you to stop at 100 either. I just know that if you create 100, you will create a buzz that you will never want to stop either, right? That's the whole point of me saying 100. And 100 is just that dream number that once you hit it, you know that you've done some work, and you would have seen some data that would tell you that, wait, I need to keep doing this. So you need to measure the response from any one of the videos, and the videos that are taking off, know what they are, and focus more on the winners, and focus more on creating more of the winners and cutting more of the losers, right? It's the same thing you do in your ad creatives when you actually pay for the ad. It's the same thing. You want to focus on doing more of what's winning and cut the losers. And over time, you will literally have a well-optimized campaign on social media, and you have the awareness, you have the brand, the trust equity as a result of these seven steps. So hopefully this was very useful for you. You can go and read the article on my blog, myempirepro.com. But more importantly, I want to make sure that you reserve a seat in my free masterclass, where I cover the details of how to create 100 pieces of content and optimize it for free traffic, free leads, okay? And a bunch of case studies, successful case studies, up to $4 million a year, $250,000 per month, people doing exactly this in their business as we speak right now. So you will see the link on this screen, okay, towards your left hand side, okay? I don't know what side it is because of the screen I'm looking at right now, okay? But towards your left hand side, you see the olatalks.com/mastermind. olatalks.com/mastermind. And if you really love this video and you know somebody will find it useful, please help me share it. Give me a thumbs up. It helps me. It helps the rating of the video. It helps you as well. But it helps me more importantly. So thanks. All right. So yeah, make sure you reserve your seat in the free masterclass. If you have any questions with regards to this, with specifically anything I have to say, or you have a contribution, please don't hesitate to leave it in the comment below. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.